This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Valentine's Day Friday. Hello, lovers. But how do you really feel about it? Is it a manufactured cash grab, or do people really appreciate this holiday?
I'm fortunate enough that I am married to a woman who, she likes being romantic, but not to that level.
Yes. First Valentine's Day I ever met you two, we were still on the air together, and it was about 14 years ago. And I remember you called it rookie night, and you both just looked at each other and like fist bumped, and you're like, we're not doing that. And I was like, that's awesome.
It's amateur night. It really is. I think it's important, though, that we do have one day that focuses on it.
Do you?
Whoever needs to be reminded of what this is all about.
It's not always men, though. I feel bad that men are targeted. I'm the one in the relationship that doesn't do that. My boyfriend does that all the time. I do stuff for him, but I don't do like hearts and teddy bears. Nikki said she loves Valentine's Day. She said when she was at work, she would leave flowers and candy on everybody's desk just to show them that they were loved, because the world needs more love. And that's beautiful. I won't be doing that, but that is beautiful.
Yeah, but you give random love to coworkers.
I do. I'm better at spur of the moment.
And you and cards? I've never seen somebody.
Yeah, I do a lot of cards.
It seems like every day, Lissa has like half a dozen cards in the studio she's filling out for people.
But I feel as though that's genuine. Maybe that's my part. I don't feel like this is genuine if I'm told to do it on a day and then I do it. Mm. I don't get credit for that, do I? If there's a Rocky Roads day and I'm only nice to you on that day, which there should be, by the way, then I don't get credit for being nice. I should be nice to you all the time.
All right, let's work on that day. When would that day be? Shelby, you are next. What do you think?
Oh, it's 100% a cash grab. I think that Valentine's Day is 100% commercialized, and that if you love somebody, yes, you should show it every day of the year. And that one day a year that you're supposed to overwhelm them with your love, do something that is unique to you guys as a couple. Instead of taking one day a year to overwhelm them with how much you love them, show them how much you love them every day of the year.
Yes.
But then that's something unique that is like to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Do something goofy, like come home in an inflatable Tyrannosaurus Rex outfit and dance for them.
Hey, wait a minute.
Make a trampoline farewell. Come on.
Yes.
Do something fun.
All right. The wheels are spinning.
I don't know who you're dating, but they're very lucky.
Thank you.
What did we learn here today? People have very strong opinions about Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And make sure the person you're in love with, you at least listen to them, because my boyfriend and I are different. But
yeah, you do have to talk about it, because if you're not into it and your partner is, you know, you got to come through.
He's flowers and chocolates. I'm inflatable T-Rex. It's both ends of the spectrum, people.
Yes.